Good morning. As we continue learning through the kinos, we will focus for a few minutes on the kino, which is Yud Gimel, Eiko, and here Elazar HaKalir does the following. A number of kinos are obviously chosen because of a lot of the grammar, and there's a lot of stylistic, textual, you know, references and ways things are done with the olive bays. And in this kino, what Elazar HaKalir does is he takes the word Eicha, which really is two words of Eiko, and he'll utilize all the kos in the Torah, the great promises and achievements of the Jews, and how all of that turns so quickly in reverse. And the question is, where are all of those kos? Where are all the promises? And also HaKalir will compare the reality of the Jews, where are we now with destruction, with gullahs and exile and chorban, and to where we should have been using the word ko. And you'll go through a number of them. For example, the first is koye zaracha, so should be your children from the bris bin habesharim with Avram, this great promise. Avram and Yitzhak would say, ani v'hanar nelcha ad ko, as they say on the way up to the Akedah. In fact, Rabbi Soloveitchik would say from there, it's already from the beginning of time, this reminder that the Jews are just different, that we stand a little bit apart. We're not the same. Ani v'hanar nelcha ad ko. And there's many others. Vayifen ko v'cho with Moshe and the Mitzri. Kosomar Leves Yaakov, Koamar Hashem Kachatzos Halayla, Kosavarchos Bnei Sol, Birchas Ko, a number of them. But the word Eicha, this kina really is about the word Eicha. The word Eicha appears three times. We have Moshe Rabbeinu who says the word Eicha. Eicha Esolavadi Tarchachem Masachem Verivchem. How can I alone carry your burdens in Parshas Devarim? Yirmiyahu Navi Eicha Yashva Vadad in the beginning of Eicha about sitting alone, and Yishayo as well in the first parak Eicha Hayisol Zona, that the city of Yerushalayim has become a zona, a harlot, three times the word Eicha. So what's the connection between those three? So the Maharal says the following: the first time we find the use of the word Eicha, it's all the way back in Parshas Bereishis. When Adam and Chava open up their eyes and they realize that they are not clothed, they've sinned with the eating the Eitz Hadas, and the pasuk says that they realize ki erum imhem, that they're not clothed, and they get the vayasnam chaguros, they make this clothing. Vayishmu haskol Hashem, they hear Hashem misalech bagan, vayikra Hashem elokim elo Adam, vayom elo ayeka. And Hashem says, where are you? But this, the Maharal says, it's not where are you, it's how could you? How could you have fallen, Adam? How could you have sinned? Look at what was provided. Look at what we had. This beautiful serenity, the Gan Eden. How could you? And that's the theme of Eicha, the word Eicha, that appears as Eiko, but the word Eicha, that's the theme of the other prophets. Moshe is saying after 40 years, he questions the Jewish people. How could they have been so lighthearted, so quarrelsome? How, after all that has been done for them, after all the miracles that they saw, after all the blessings that they had, after Kriyas Yamsav, after the Makos, after Kabbalah's HaTorah, after all of this, how could they still be so complaining about everything? Yirmiyahu, he questions the people of the city of Yerushalayim. How could you not have taken pride in Yerushalayim? How could you have let this happen to our great, holy, Kadosh city of Yerushalayim? And that's Yeshaya as well. Yeshaya is saying, how could you have disregarded and neglected Torah and the teachings of the Torah? So we look back over Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is not only a day of sadness, as we mentioned, it is a day of introspection, of tshuva, of improvement. So we know that on Tisha B'Av, Mashiach is born. So our goal as we read these Eichas, as we read the actual Megillas Eicha, is to change it from how could you to now where are you? How do we get back to God? It's a call to the Jewish people. Every moment, every introspection, every tragedy is a chance for the Jews to now work harder to get back to that place. So we want to try to change the Eicha or the Ayaka of how could you to sort of where are you, a call to unite to bring back the Jewish people and their quest to close that gap. There was Siluk HaShechina. We want to bring the Shechina back and closer with the Jewish people.